Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Sometimes finding the right person at the right time to fill a job can be a challenge, to say the least. But for the Leipzig town council near the beginning of the 1720s, it was nothing short of a trial. You may know of the eventual winner as Johann Sebastian Bach, but did you also know that he was considered part of the, quote, mediocre group of candidates? This week on Harmonia, we'll look at the men who were taken into consideration for the Leipzig cantor's job. We'll also hear a new release from John Elliott Gardner's Bach Cantata Pilgrimage series.
Sister, we can't get home.
Three movements from a cantata by Johann Kuhnau were performed by the soloists, choir, and orchestra of the King's Consort, directed by Robert King. According to one contemporary, Kuhnau was every bit as great as fellow Germans Handel, Kaiser, and Telemann, and while history suffers from a particular kind of amnesia regarding his contributions to music, it may also be worth noting that Kuhnau's last full-time job was succeeded by Johann Sebastian Bach. On June 5, 1722, an aging and infirm Johann Kuhnau passed away, leaving open the position of Thomaskantor of Leipzig. As director of music for all the town's churches and university, as well as teacher at the Thomasschule, he had a lot of responsibility, to say the least. So when it came time to find a replacement, the town council looked only for the best and the brightest. Initially, their first and only choice was a major coup. They got Elvis, that is, Georg Philipp Telemann, arguably the most famous and successful German composer of the time. But it was not to be. Months after he passed his audition, Telemann withdrew his application. Here are three movements from Telemann's Overture in F minor, performed by Das kleine Konzert.
Thank you.
Music by Telemann, performed by Das Kleine Konzert, directed by Hermann Max. We heard music from the Overture in F minor. On Harmonia this week, we're looking at the list of composers in line for a job that eventually went to Johann Sebastian Bach. After the loss of the Leipzig Town Council's first choice of Telemann and his subsequent withdrawal, the search began again. Next on the list was Christoph Graupner, a former student of Kuhnau's at the Thomasschule, whose career had led a successful track. Unfortunately, it was also not to be for Graupner, whose current employer would not release him from his job. The town council was forced to move ahead. This is soprano Ingrid Schmidt-Düsen singing an excerpt from Graupner's cantata Die Krankheit so mich drückt. She's accompanied by L'Ensemble des Idées Heureuses under the direction of Geneviève Soli. Movements from a cantata by Christoph Graupner, performed by soprano Ingrid Schmidthusen and L'Ensemble des Idées Heureuses, as directed by Geneviève Soli. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. This week on Harmonia, we're listening to music of the candidates for a job that eventually went to J.S. Bach. A member of the Leipzig Town Council put it most succinctly when their preferred candidates couldn't be acquired. Quote, "Since the best could not be obtained, mediocre ones would have to be accepted." Apparently, the council was forced to lower their standards against their will. Turns out that the mediocre candidates weren't necessarily bad, they just didn't want to teach, which the job description required. There were four names in the lot: Georg Friedrich Kaufmann, Johann Heinrich Rolle, Johann Sebastian Bach, and a local by the name of Georg Balthasar Schott. We'll hear music from one of these so-called mediocre candidates, Georg Friedrich Kaufmann of Merseburg, from his Harmonische Seelenlust. Two of his chorale preludes for organ and oboe will be performed by French organist Martin Jester and oboist Randall Cook. Two organ preludes composed by Georg Friedrich Kaufmann, performed by Martin Jester, organ, and Randall Cook, baroque oboe. It's well known that Johann Sebastian Bach was ultimately given the cantor's job at the Thomasschule. It's also known that Bach was to a certain extent unhappy with this job, mostly because of his dissatisfaction with an unsympathetic town council. Before Bach's passing away in 1750, the job of Thomaskantor was his last and most lengthy period of employment, and it produced, in spite of his unhappiness, some of his most memorable works. Here's an excerpt from one of the pieces performed at Bach's audition in Leipzig, the final four movements from Cantata BWV 22, Jesus nam zu dich Zielsvolfe. It is performed by the Monteverdi Choir and English Baroque soloists under the direction of John Elliott Gardner. Thank you. The last four movements from Cantata 22, Jesus nahm zu dich die Zwölfe, by Johann Sebastian Bach, performed by the Monteverdi Choir and English Baroque soloists under the direction of John Elliott Gardiner. We'll stick with J.S. Bach and John Elliott Gardiner in our new release of the week. Volume 21 of the Bach Cantata Pilgrimage series brings us live performances from two different locations in England, Walpole St. Peter in Norfolk and King's College Chapel in Cambridge. We'll hear two movements from the cantata Wie schön leuchtet der Morgenstern, BWV 159.
Oh,
Music from Wie schön leuchtet der Morgenstern, Cantata 159 by Johann Sebastian Bach, from Volume 21 of the Bach Cantata Pilgrimage Series by the Monteverdi Choir and English Baroque Soloists, directed by John Elliott Gardner. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information at harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy WFIU's Ether Game Musical Mini Quiz, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, Emily Blackland McCord, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.